Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm reading from the Los Angeles Times now. A cable alternative to CNN, WGN America prepares for a national newscast in a crowded market. Headline Variety, WGN America's News Nation sets anchor team for primetime pivot. It's interesting to me that when the national media is talking about what we will be doing, we, like I'm involved in this, what Chicago is going to be doing, they describe it as a gamble. They describe it as a big risk, a big bet, according to Variety. Is this thing a slam dunk or not? Joe Donlan's in our studio. You know him. And Marnie Hughes is, too. They will be the Monday through Friday night anchors of News Nation, which begins September 1st. Joe, welcome back to the studio. How are you?
Thank you, John. I'm fine. It's great to see you.
And Marnie, I have not met you before. Welcome.
Thank you. Although, John, it feels like we've known each other for years.
How do you say that?
Well, because you came in with a big smile and you were friendly and welcoming.
Oh, my God. I did the worst possible thing.
You did.
I just met this lady for the first time. I walk into the studio. I reach out and shake her hand.
And I replied in kind.
I know. And you shook my hand too, lady. You could have backed off.
I could have.
That was, you know what that was, though, you guys? Is that you are the first studio guest I've had.
Is that right?
For probably 2.5 months.
Where's the hand sanitizer, John?
Oh, you know, there's some right over here.
I've got some if you need it.
I'm not kidding you. And it's been so long since we've had studio guests. And I don't know that we're going to regularly start doing this. It's a managed fluid situation, mm-hmm. but I forgot how to plug in your headphones, and there's just some basics that we all take for granted and that we shouldn't take for granted, like shaking a hand. So I hope you're well.
I am well. I do have my mask here just in case we change our minds about...
Give us your elevator speech. We know Joe pretty well in Chicago. Who are you? How did you get here? What's your deal?
Oh, well, give me a specific question on what you want to know about me. I'm an open book.
What's your broadcast career? Where were you last?
So I was last in Seattle, Washington. I spent 8 years on the air there, anchoring the evenings. But I'm coming off 9 months where I've been home with my family. I'm a wife to Chris. I have 3 kids. We have a 15, 12, and 11-year-old. And so I've been... being a mom, I don't know how well I'm doing it. They told me my cooking is no good. So I thought maybe I'll get back into TV. But prior to Seattle, I was in Minneapolis. So I spent 5 years in the Twin Cities,
Did
you, John.
I was at WCCO Radio. Where were you?
KMSP.
Oh, sure. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Well, but that KMSP was the NBC affiliate there?
We were the Fox affiliate and still are.
Fox affiliate. And then you were at the Fox affiliate in Washington State as well,
correct? And it just so happens all under different ownership, but also in Salt Lake City.
If you are a Fox affiliate anchor, then is it Fox-like news or is it just a Fox station and you did the same kind of news Joe does?
It's the same as Joe. I mean, we're owned by a parent company, but we're local news and our responsibility is local news and to our viewers, and that's how we operate.
Well, I noticed that the anchor team, and it also includes Rob Nelson, mm-hmm. right, Joe?
Right.
So Rob Nelson, I don't know, he'll serve as the breaking news anchor, but the anchor teams are from ABC affiliates, CBS affiliates, Fox affiliates, and also from here in Chicago, the independent. WGN.
Mm-hmm. It's a great team that we've assembled. Jen Lyons is the VP of news for WGN America. Jen and Sandy Pudar, her assistant, and now the news director at WGN America, were instrumental in bringing me to Chicago, and now they've asked me to take this leap of faith with them on the network.
Watching all that's swirling around right now, are you guys glad you're on the sidelines? That is, you aren't, Joe, but this network newscast hasn't launched until the 1st of September. Do you wish you were in the game doing it nationally
Absolutely.
Right now? You
Absolutely.
Must feel the same way.
Absolutely.
I think it will be difficult to do right now, though. I mean, isn't the challenge not just to do the news, but now you've painted yourself in this lane of we're going to be non-biased, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which also presumes that there is bias at CNN, Fox, MSNBC, et cetera. I don't think there's a lot of argument there. Mm. But then how do you tell these stories without getting somebody to say, oh, right, look, you said that or you said this? How are you going to do that?
Well, I think it'll be a challenge, but, you know, you asked the question coming in here. Is it a risk? Is it a gamble? Is it a this? Is it a that? It's journalism, which people are talking about this. This is the one aspect of our mission that's getting a lot of attention. But, You know, I would argue it's journalism without opinion. It's not rocket science. It's, John, you could tell a story using facts, or you could tell a story using opinion, like you do on The Mincing Rascals.
Hey, hey.
There you go. So,
but so listen to this, though. This, to me, Marnie, was the saddest thing I read about what you guys are trying to do, what you're talking about. This is, again, from the LA Times. They found a research professor at the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism from Arizona State University, and he said, well, they're venturing into uncharted territory. I always welcome new news programming, but I'm not sure being nonpartisan is going to be a sufficient driver of audience. That should be the very driver. Right. Of, yeah. I mean, it should be credible and accurate, but I mean, that's exactly the definition of journalism or what it should be. And he's not sure that that's good enough.
Well, everyone I've talked with, and I think Marnie will second this, has said the same thing. This is great news. This is what I've been looking for.
I think it is.
I think if, you know, my point has been, if you want to watch people sit around and talk about the president all night long, you have plenty of options. That's not what we're going to do.
But I still don't think that makes it easy to do.
It's not easy to do. But what I kept hearing, and this goes back years reporting in local news, is that people were less and less interested in tuning into the news because they said they didn't have anything to watch. They were depressed by the news. They didn't feel as though it was down the middle. And they felt as though the news had taken one side or the other, whether it be local or national. And I feel very strongly, and this is my strongest opinion, is that we don't have one. We are not here to tell you what to think. We're here to tell you what happened, not just on one coast or the other, but everywhere in between.
The other thing that I think makes us unique is that we have this amazing platform of more than 5,000 journalists. And I mean, our coverage through Nexstar is 60% of the country. It makes sense to come up with a hub to present all that content, the best of it every day. And that's what we're going to do.
And I'll add to that, John, that Joe and I both come from local television. We've spent our careers in local television. And I think there's such an emphasis when you're in these communities that you are part of the community as a journalist, as a reporter, an anchor, a photographer who's out covering the stories. And you're invested in what's happening in that community because it's where you live. And I think what sets News Nation apart from what else you're seeing on cable news right now is we are going to lean into these local communities using our Nexstar Nation and all of these reporters and journalists who are doing amazing work and tell the stories that you aren't necessarily hearing. I think it's to uncover some rocks and to really get back to the basics that we went to journalism school for, which is to stay objective, ask good questions, stay curious, and I think most importantly, listen and learn from others.
But I would guess that if you were doing so, this is another sort of curiosity for me. If it's a national newscast, then it would be, you know, the president and COVID-19 and it would be the national stories.
Sure.
If you're in Seattle or Minneapolis or Chicago, you're doing local stories. So how do you do a locally emphasized national newscast? Like, I wonder what the first story would be like tonight or last night or the night before. How would that look? What would that sound like?
We will not ignore the big stories of the day. I mean, news is news, and it's what's happening in your community, in the nation, in the world, and that will be our focus. But our responsibility is to also find some balance in the types of stories that we're covering, and I think also to provide some hope and inspiration at a time when it's greatly needed.
Well, we have producers who will be looking at the country as a zone and then filtering up these story ideas from all of these Nexstar stations across the country. And then I think there will be several layers of parsing out the stories that we have available to us, and that will ultimately become our content. But sure, we'll hit the big stories of the day, absolutely, what's happening in D.C. and what's happening with COVID. But we're going to, as Jennifer Lyons said, get people an opportunity to learn more about the country again.
So Nexstar's hired 130 journalists.
Mm-hmm.
What, here in Chicago, I think.
Most of them will be here, right? And then we have
then the affiliates
correspondents
all around.
And
check my notes here on this, but there will also be correspondents in mm-hmm. Dallas and Miami, some of the major hubs.
New York, yeah. L.A., right?
Yeah. I cut you off. You were about to say something.
No, I was just going to grab some water.
Yeah. So, well, enjoy. I didn't touch it. So, say the story tonight is, I think it's not just sort of the reporting of the stories, but I also think it's the selection of the stories.
Absolutely. That's a great point, John. I didn't mean to cut you off. Did you have a question on
that? No, but I wanted you to comment on that.
I think you've hit on something that I hear about a lot. Why aren't you covering this story? Here's a story you guys will never cover. This I hear this a lot. Yeah. So it's not necessarily how we cover a story, it's which stories we cover. And that's going to be a big part of the content decision that's made by a lot of people in our newsroom every day.
Marnie Hughes is in our studio. Joe Donlin is too. Joe over at Channel 9. And Marnie, most recently from Seattle.
Yes.
On the sidelines for a little while. How old are your kids, did you say?
I have three. I have a 15-year-old, 12-year-old, and 11-year-old.
So what did they say about you taking this gig?
Well, it was funny. I had the press release for the announcement this week on our kitchen counter, and one of my kids read it, and I assume she read the whole thing. And then I showed her the headlines yesterday in the paper, and I said, hey, look, the show made the paper. She goes, this is the same thing that was on the kitchen counter the other day. I don't need to read it. So I count on my kids to keep me grounded, but they're excited, and they're very excited to be in Chicago. We have a lot of family in the Midwest. I've spent a lot of time in the Midwest. And so although Seattle holds a very dear place in my heart and it is home for me, this is also home. So I kind of split between two places and everybody's really excited to be here.
Will you keep anchoring at Channel 9?
I will for the next few weeks. But after the end of June, I will move over and focus on News Nation.
So then when you're doing News Nation, you won't be doing, obviously, the other.
Right. I will no longer be on WGN Chicago, except on the...
Well, that's right. Think about that. So what channel will it be on then? Will it be on Channel 9 here?
No. Channel 9 will still be Channel 9 WGN. So you'll have to go to WGN America to get our show. And it will overlap the last hour. So we will be on from 7 to 10 in Chicago. And obviously from 9 to 10, we would be up against WGN's news at 9.
So you guys are now the equivalent of the ABC, NBC, CBS nightly news anchors. Although they're doing 30 minutes and you're doing 3 hours.
Yes.
Well, that sounds exhausting.
I'm coming off 5.5 hours in Seattle on the evening news. So
three hours
seems like a blink of an eye.
You did a news block that long?
We had chunks of news. So we had an early evening newscast from 4 to 6, and then we were on the air by the time I left from 8 to 11:30 at night. Different shows, a couple different channels, but we were continually on the air. Mm-hmm. And I think in this day and age, we all have to expect that.
Well, it is interesting, isn't it? Because if you take the 24-hour day, Channel 9's broadcast day,
right.
I wonder how many of those hours are news.
A lot of, I think it's 80 and a half hours a week, I think, something like that.
They start at 4, you know, which
four
is just insane. 4 to 10, so there's 6 a day.
11 to 1, 4
and
to 7,
night.
And then 9 to 10:30.
Yeah, bless those morning people.
Right.
Yeah, I guess I do know how they do it.
You
because
are one.
I was one once. I did a morning drive show, and it was the worst time of my life. So then 3 hours at night, is it the same hour every hour times three?
No, it will be different. Each hour will be different. And again, I think that's what's going to help us to have all of these stations to pull from. And I think when you look at what's happening around the country, I also think that what helps us is the ability to pivot to anything that's happening in the country live. We're well set up to go to anything, anywhere. If there's a storm in Oklahoma City, we have a station there. We can pop their helicopter shot in. You know, we can just look at what's happening around the country, bring people in. I'd like to have people get to the point where they hear something's happening around the country in prime time, and they think, let's go to WGN America and see if they're on it. And we will be.
And I suppose if that mindset also exists, I think that's the way I would use CNN right now. If something was happening, I personally would go to CNN and see what's happening, mm-hmm. right? So I guess in that way, you will be in competition with CNN. Fair enough?
I agree. Well, just by virtue of where we are in the cable space, we're competitors. But again, I would argue that we're doing something different.
Will your news be on when the opinion shows are,
yes,
though, on the other
exactly.
networks? So yes. Now I've got to go through Don Lemon or somebody like that, whereas you guys will just be doing the news straight up
right.
without
right.
a filter.
And we're up against, you know, Fox's had a huge lead against us in time and resources, CNN the same way. But I think, you know, we're up against Hannity and Anderson Cooper and Rachel Maddow and the biggest names in the talk game. And again, I would argue if that's what you want, there's plenty of it to be had, but that's not the lane we're going to be in.
I suppose it's an unknown, right, Marnie? Maybe people do want opinioned news as opposed to straight up news. Maybe you won't be in first place or second place. Maybe you'll be in third place. Maybe you'll be in first place. I mean, I wonder what people want in that capacity.
I don't know. I think that we're acting on what we think they want based on what they've told us and what people in our own families and in our own circles are telling us that they want. And I think we understand our responsibility as journalists, and we also see really an opportunity here to reach a lot of people who maybe have been underrepresented.
Go ahead, Joe.
One thing I think is interesting that came out in our research is that even the most loyal Fox or CNN viewers sample. That sort of surprised me. To your point, I think a lot of people with their TV viewing go for affirmation and not information. But we have found that people sample, and we'll hope that they'll sample us.
Well, I don't even know what it would feel like to watch the news and not have my temperature go up. And I'm kind of not kidding, you know. I mean, in part right now, it's just because of the news is so bad and it's so volatile. But it's true that if you watch even the stations that reflect your own views, it seems to be so contentious. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it would feel like to have you tell me about this, but not sort of push me in one direction or the other.
Well, someone asked me the other day, you know, with opinion dominating the cable space, is there room for you in this center lane? And I would argue that there's plenty of room because we're the only ones in it.
And it wasn't, and you know, I don't think Walter Cronkite was that way. You know, I don't know when network news, I don't know that, I'll put it this way. I don't watch enough of ABC, CBS, NBC's nightly news mm-hmm. to maybe have as informed an opinion about this as I used to. But I do watch a little of them. And my guess is that they're still trying to carve out a center lane. They're not Don Lemon. They're not Rachel Maddow. And you may say whatever you want about those networks. But I think those half-hour network nightly newscasts try to be pretty opinion-free. Mm-hmm. I don't see them taking calls and ripping on anybody.
Right.
But then they're doing it for 30 minutes, and it is sort of a top down where I get sort of the feeling you guys will be, you know, I don't want to say bottom up, but more integrating all of the states, all of the resources of the network that you guys will have.
Well, you'll hear this a lot, but it's your news, it's your nation, and that's our responsibility, is to have our finger hopefully on the pulse of what's happening in so many of these communities. And our job is to listen. So we want people to reach out to us and to tell us what they want to hear and what they want to see, because that's going to be important as we build this.
Okay, I got an idea for a segment.
Yes.
Got a number two pencil? Write this down. What if, because it is kind of intriguing to go, I wonder what is going on in North Dakota or Louisiana, but maybe nothing really big is going on there, but maybe that's the news, right? It doesn't always have to be a cop beating up a kid or somebody right. burning down a building. Maybe the news is also that of the 300 million of us, a lot of us are getting along fine, and I don't want to say it'll be a folksy hometown kind of story, but if the rest of the nation is living lives of somewhat quiet peacefulness, maybe there's a way to convey that as part of the news without amping everybody up because that gets ratings.
I think so many of us are dealing with new emotions right now, given everything that is happening in the world. Everything is sort of rising to the surface. We're angered and we're sorrowed and we feel pain and we're excited and we're confused and we're frustrated. And there's all these things that are happening. But I also think that this is a time where we want to see stories of hope. And I think our job as storytellers is to help invoke some emotion from stories that are happening, of people helping, of people coming together. There's a real opportunity to do that. And in 3 hours, we have this space to let some things breathe and to let you really yeah. see and think about what's going on.
I should have asked this earlier. I've got 45 seconds and you know how clocks work. Mm-hmm. Just say something about fact checking. How are you going to do that?
With all of our people. I mean, I think Marnie and I were talking about it today. I think we're going to take our time and, as Jen has said, make sure every word counts. In some ways it will be challenging, but in some ways it sort of sets us free to focus on the facts.
Joe, it's good to see you in person.
Thank you, John. It's always good to see you.
And by the way, I'll just say this. He's as handsome in person as he is in television.
I agree.
And Marnie, you've got a face for TV, and we're going to see a lot of it, so we're anxious to see you and hear more from you.
Thank you, John. It's lovely to be here.
Welcome to Chicago.
Thanks.
And September 1st.
September 1st, WGN America.
Although they want to do it right now, and frankly, I'd like to see it right now, too. So congratulations in advance. Best to both of you.
Thanks, John.